Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The sooner you do it, the sooner we'll get that building.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is in the blessing business. So, and if we don't ask for it, why should he give it? Hallelujah. We never know how God's blessing you. So therefore, we put it out there. God is able to do it. He knows what we need. Hallelujah. When you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies for the jar, because we are still building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. And don't forget the 25th of this month, Saturday the 25th, 2 o'clock p.m., Pastor will be one of the speakers on the panel at Bishop Larry Somerville's church, and they will be discussing family matters, the blended family. That address is 8509 Lock Raven Boulevard. Hallelujah, the side entrance. Hallelujah, we're going to have a time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please govern yourselves accordingly. Hallelujah. And how are we doing it?
Praise the Lord. I need a
neither them, neither the Lord.
Praise the Lord, y'all.
Neither them, Lord. Hallelujah.
We got the one fire to poke up in this
case. Amen, amen.
I picked them up and I took them to the restaurant
and I fed them. And then I got to church, and 150 people waiting on outside church because I had the keys. There's something wrong with that picture. You say, well, aren't you supposed to feed the hungry? Right. Take them with you, baby. Some of y'all say, now what about the Good Samaritan? I told you that the Good Samaritan took him with him to the hotel, to the inn.
That's right.
Didn't leave him on the road. No, he didn't.
Amen.
He didn't say that, oh, Lord, let's have a prayer meeting. Oh, my wash your body, you know what it is. My mother come love his shoulder. Shoes of my knee to my tie my necktie. He didn't do nothing like that.
Amen.
He picked him up. He took him on to the inn where he was going anyhow. Mm-hmm. And he told the innkeeper, look here, let him stay here and fix him up. And if there's any more money, when I come back this way, because I'm coming back this way, I'll pay you the difference.
Amen.
You got to keep your eyes open. You got to, glory to God. Where am I going with this?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody must need to hear that.
Hallelujah. Everything that's good to do is not necessarily good for you to do.
Amen.
And everything that's good to do is doing the right thing at the wrong time. It's just as bad as doing the wrong thing.
Amen.
Because you're out of the will of God. Ooh. Yes, you're out of the will of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave that alone. Glory to God. We have one of the things that we do. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm sounding.
Everything's all right.
Everything's all right now?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Glory.
He's the Lord.
I got your tie. You have negated each other.
Hallelujah.
But you know what? I'm going to we put people's names on the atmosphere of blessing. Because somebody prayed for you and you and you.
Amen.
They called out your name unto God. Now, they could have been down at the pool hall, down at the bar. They could have been over at Miss Susie's house while Miss Susie's husband was gone. But they decided to be righteous for a change. And they decided to give themselves over to the Lord. And after they gave themselves over to God, they found out that one of the easiest ways to get blessed is to pray for others. One of the easiest ways to get blessed is to give to others. Glory to God. So they called out your name because they saw you going down the same road they went down, and they had a whole lot of trouble. So they said, Lord, bless this brother. Bless the sister.
Thank you.
Don't let them make the same mistake I made.
Yes, hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Because, see, they realize a principle.
Thank you, God.
Experience is not the best teacher.
Amen.
It's the hardest teacher.
Yes, hard.
The best teacher is Almighty God. Yes. The best teacher is for you to listen and hear what God has to say.
Amen.
The best teaching is for you to learn from other people's mistakes.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I don't know why I'm going this
Thank
way,
you,
but hallelujah. Right now, I'm going to God. I'm going to see if I can get my electronic technical assistant.
Thank you, Jesus. To play
the prayer.
Speak the prayer.
Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah.
Play the prayer.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Bless your
hand,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Father.
There it is.
Hallelujah.
Pray for your family members.
Amen.
Pray. And family doesn't require blood. If it requires blood. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
I praise
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Got
the girl
bird. Pastor Peaches
bird. Hallelujah.
Sister Annette James. Deacon Annette James. Sister Angie Harris. Mother Delores Harris.
Danielle Curtis.
Hallelujah. Yvette. Rosalind and Ronald Harris. Hallelujah. Dominique. Another Dominique. Another Dominique. Another Dominique. Another Dominique. Hallelujah. Danielle. Another Danielle. Another Danielle. Another Danielle. Hallelujah. Pamela. Another Pamela. Still another Pamela. Another Pamela. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Earl. Another Earl, another Earl, another Earl, still another Earl. Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon. Minister Linda Blackwell, Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donya and Tiffany and Bianca. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie. And Desiree and Monica and Julius and hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Joshua and Little Mitchell, hallelujah. Pastor Mitchell, First Lady Darlene, Deacon, hallelujah. Leroy Calvary and family, hallelujah. Victor, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Her godfather, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey, Elder QB Stevenson, hallelujah. Dominique and Justin, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Another Kimberly, Joyce Deuce, another Tavon, hallelujah. Maurice, Shirley, Michelle Marvin, and James Kelly, hallelujah, hallelujah. Guy Don Wilson, hallelujah. Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown, Evangelist Margaret Pearson. Hallelujah. Dr. Audrey Bird. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop Holland, Dwight Smith. Hallelujah. Lady Linda Smith. Sister Sandra Orne. Elder Larry, Tommy Orne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Patty Collins. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Angela Rue, hallelujah. Denise Rue,
hallelujah.
Sarah Wright,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Tony and Vicky Bird, hallelujah. Juliet, Andrea, David, hallelujah. What else you got here, brother?
Hallelujah.
Tia, Alicia,
hallelujah.
Michael, and another Michael, and another Michael, hallelujah. And Mark, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Maxine Lee. Pastor Theodis Lee. Sister Jones. Sister Lil. Robin Stewart and her husband. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord.
Awesome God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
May signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anna Jane. Oh, I said her name.
Hallelujah.
I said it twice. That means she can get blessed.
Hallelujah.
Double for her trouble.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. God bless you all that are listening.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank God for
thank you.
And I just want to give you a heads up.
Hallelujah.
Next Sunday is Father's Day.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be a blowout.
Hallelujah.
If you haven't decided to come and attend our service, you come next Sunday. It's going to be off the hizzle-ka-shizzle. I know one of my daughters would say, Daddy, they went out 20 years ago. Well, I'm 20 years behind, and I'm sorry.
Catch up.
Well, anyway, let me stop. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah. Without further ado, we're going to give you Pastor Peach's Bird with the Pastor's Corner. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And our voice change and our hair get on our hip and we start chicken necking and all of this.
Jesus. You know, and I remember once the young lady was on the TV, or one of the ministers, she said that there was, when she and her friend was arriving at the restaurant, and there was like one last table. She was racing to get the table. Somebody else was racing to get the table. When she got there, she realized the person she was racing against was crippled. Was handicapped. She felt so bad. Joyce Myers. She said she felt so bad. And it was, so, you know, we have our moments. We have our moments. But then we have to get together. But seriously, y'all, even when we get mad, get upset out in public, what or who are we exhibiting? What are we exhibiting? Who does the world see? They're always trying. The enemy will try at every point to try to discount Jesus. He's always looking for an opportunity to say, "See, I knew it wasn't nothing to her. I knew it wasn't nothing to her." They say, "Yeah, they claim the name of Jesus, but are they really holy? Are they really saved? They're always looking for a chance to say, "Oh." It ain't nothing to that Jesus. They just say on Sunday. They say, and everybody wear their Sunday best on Sundays. Mm-hmm. But are we supposed to take off our Sunday best on Mondays or Tuesdays? Are we just supposed to have that holy mouth on Sunday? And we all, is that the only day we're supposed to say, "Oh, bless you, sister. Oh, bless the Lord." And then when they see us in the mall, are we ducking them? Because we don't want nobody to say nothing about Jesus. And you know, at a distance, they may see you two stores over. And say, "Hey, sister, so and so." And you ducking into the store because you don't want nobody to know that you're sister so and so, or you pastor so and so, or whatever. You know, how are we exhibiting Christ? How are we showing Christ when we out? You know, are we wearing booty shorts on Monday? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Are we dressing like the hoochie coochie mama that may be, you know, down in the red light district down Baltimore Street? Hopefully we're not being seen down the Baltimore Street. Because believe you me, late at night, we aren't up down there passing our tracks. But seriously, on a serious note, yo, we as saints of God should always have Jesus on our mind,
yes.
Jesus on our lips,
yes.
Somebody step on our toes. What's in our heart is going to come out of our mouth.
Yes.
It's going to come out of our mouth. Uh-huh. And if you say, "Oh, Jesus, oh," if that's what's in our heart, if you are filling your mind with these little colorful words and this and that, believe you me, when you're not thinking about it, that's what's going to come out. And you just made me shock yourself. You said, "Oh, my goodness, where did it come from? Ooh, where did it come from?" Somebody may be sitting in your seat, your seat on, I always sit there, huh? And the usher trying to get you to come sit closer. "No, I always sit right here. What you doing sitting there for my seat?" Nobody has it. Well, there's some churches that have names on benches because they donated money there, but not us. Nobody's name is on a chair or whatever. So why should the usher have a hard time getting you to you know, come sit again? Would you like to have this seat right? No. And then you get loud and make a scene in church, you know. Then you have everybody praying for you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. But we are supposed to look like Jesus. We are supposed to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, the meekness, and the temperance. These are the attributes that we are supposed to inhabit in us.
not the hollering, the fussing, the cussing out in the street, getting thrown out of the supermarket store because we trying to get the last tomato off the shelf. Or we cussing the store manager out because they didn't honor our coupon or something. You know, we are supposed to be exhibiting Jesus Christ at all times. Hallelujah. And if you find yourself that you're falling in that area, to the Lord again. Thank you, Lord. And God is the God of second, third, fourth, and fifth chances. He is. This is Lord, help me. And whatever area you find yourself needing some help in, put that on the altar.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I need help in that area. Lord, I'm tired of flying off the handle. Lord, I don't want anybody to say I don't act like a Christian or whatever. You know, there are areas in which we all need to come up in. So nobody's pointing fingers, nobody's doubting anybody. And God will show you just where you need help at.
Yes.
And he is willing, and he's a just father, and he will help you. As long as you admit this, he can't help you if you don't admit to yourself that you need help.
Uh-huh.
That's the first thing, you have to admit it to yourself.
Yes.
Let me say, Lord, I got a quick tongue. I need help. Lord, I got quick hands. I don't want to be hitting nobody. I don't want to be flipping birds. I don't want to be doing this and that, Lord, so please help. And you know what? And every time it comes to your mind, and you say, Lord, I put that on the altar. Lord, I thank you for helping me. Don't you know more and more space will come between those opportunities, and then after a while, the opportunity won't even come at all. It won't, it will still happen, but it will not, you will not be flipping the bird. You won't be, you know what flipping the bird is, putting up that middle finger, you know, don't worry me. You won't be ready to start to cussing somebody. And then you'll say, oh, my goodness, God has really blessed me in that area. I remember when this and that used to happen. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. God will show you your
thank
growth.
You, Jesus.
He
Hallelujah.
Will show you where you have grown in that area.
Hallelujah.
I know, going back, what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Thanks to God.
Okay. You never know until you ask.
Hallelujah. What ended in 1996?
What ended in 1996? 1995.
This woman is so smart. That's absolutely correct. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Also, what ended was my bachelorhood. You know, I got married in 1996. Hallelujah. But that was the answer. 1995 ended in 1996. This woman is smart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. At this time, what time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. God
thank
bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I tell you, I'm going to get, hallelujah. I'm going to try to get this my music set up again.
Hallelujah.
Because what happens to this music that if it's not playing for a while, it goes off the speaker.
Hallelujah.
So I'm gonna need to hook that back up and just for a moment. So Pastor Peters, if you would just talk this a little bit so I can hook this up again.
Hallelujah. While we are preparing for communion, and we know it's the meal that heals, if you know of other people that need healing, body, soul, mind, spirit, whatever the situation is, our Father God is able to deliver, and you can stand proxy for these people. If someone, if you saw something, if you know, even if you've seen a neighbor come out the house and they on crutches, and you don't know what happened, you don't have to know what happened. Tell God, Lord, touch my neighbor. If there's someone, a family member that you know that's dealing with a physical ailment, a mental ailment, something going on, or whatever, in the mind and in body, tell God about it. Mention their name. Say, Lord, I want you to heal. Heal grandma. Heal mama. Heal my niece. Heal my nephew, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The word of God says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. They may never tell you that they got healed or whatever, but you are standing before the Father for them. Just as if when you stand proxy for somebody, it is just as if they are there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think of that.
Hallelujah.
Okay, my electronic helper.
Thank you.
Hey, Siri, play communion medley.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's
thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, I need to let you know, this is the meal that heals.
Yes. Yes.
This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Let's lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name for the elements of Holy Communion. We ask, oh God, that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You must need know this, that this is the meal that heals. It's also a confirmation meal. Confirmation. The completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-30. In that text it says to examine yourself. And we do just that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's take a minute to examine ourselves right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the text today,
hallelujah,
it says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your covenant name, Jehovah Sitkanu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sins. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Your word helps us do that. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, hallelujah, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says he washed out sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Be rightfully discerned the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in your word, Lord, in the text today, it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Praise
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Hallelujah.
Bless be God the Lord. For we are taking communion worthily.
Yes, yes.
Because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves,
yes.
Strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, thank you, Lord, he took the bread, and what he has given thanks. Hallelujah. We thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives.
Amen.
Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system.
Thank you, Jesus.
The cardiovascular system.
Thank you, Lord.
The endocrine system.
Thank you.
The genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world, right now, in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. And Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for the healing bread on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And likewise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On the same night, which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. None of the diseases of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Father God, we thank you for seeing the blood today. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures.
Yeah.
Oh, bless the holy name of the
Hallelujah,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
Shakari emotion and peace in the name of the Lord. Holy Spirit, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of life and the tears, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every blessing. In the name of Jesus, fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught thing, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, makes to naught thing, utterly destroys. Hallelujah. Every ungodly soul tire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord for a holy communion on today. And because of who we are and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 11, look, verse 8, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom and scene. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens, fivefold ministry gifts, gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant, we are awesome, we are amazing, we are talented, we are powerful, we are perfect, we are strong, we are mighty, we are great, we are beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, y'all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
May signs and wonders follow.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
At this time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In fact, Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Time for work, Pastor Barry.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Shemato.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow. And take me, say, if you notice right now, you defeated already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We curse you from the root and command you be back in Jesus' name. You're bound in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase of blessing on the seed sown today in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the blood-washed saints of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We may have to continue this on Wednesday, but we're going to do what we can do right now.
Amen.
August the 3rd, 1492, a fellow named Cristobal Colon left Spain. We know him as Christopher Columbus. And he left to get to what he thought was a short route to get to India. Wasn't he really off track? October 12th, 1492, he finally got to where he thought was India. He even sent a letter back to King Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain that he was in the Indian Ocean. He was in the Gulf of Mexico. The Caribbean. He was somewhere there. He was in the Caribbean. But the significant part about this fellow is that he saw things he had never seen before. And he ran across an animal that's native to North America and South America. Now, if they're anywhere else in the world, somebody took it there. But he found this animal here. And this animal was such that he left a telling mark. It was a telling experience that Columbus and his boys had with this animal. The animal wasn't a bear. It wasn't a lion. Mm-hmm. It could, the only thing that this animal could do to defend himself was located in his anal glands. This animal, we know today, he's about the size of a cat. And most of the time, he's black and white. Oh, somebody said it.
Ew.
It was a skunk. Ew. If you ever run across a skunk in your life, just riding down the road and you get this pungent odor, you had to go home and bathe and wash your clothes and not, some folks threw the clothes away. It was just, that was the skunk defense mechanism. In other words, he smelled. Now, he smelled bad all the time. Sometimes he smelled good. But sometimes he smelled bad. Now, the subject of today's message is, when are we going to get rid of our stinking thinking? When are we going to get rid of our stinking thinking?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Pastor Peaches, before we go any further, you better give us some scriptures. Give us the addresses, if you would.
2 Corinthians 2:14 and 15a.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 23:7.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 22:17-19.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah 55:7.
Uh-huh.
2 Corinthians 10:3-5.
Uh-huh.
Philippians 4:8.
Uh-huh.
Job 37:14.
Mm-hmm.
And Colossians 3:2.
Praise God. I want you to understand this, that your thoughts, what you say, and what you do gives out an odor.
Okay.
They go to the nostrils of God. You either smell good to God or you smell bad. In Genesis, you don't have to go there, but in Genesis, the 18th and 19th chapter, it talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, their thoughts and their what they talk, their talk and their actions was a stench in the nostrils of God.
Mm.
And because of the Old Testament days, you know what God did, don't you? Rain down fire on
them. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mm.
It's important for you to understand that sin, bad thoughts, bad actions leaves a bad odor in the nostrils of God.
Amen. Yes,
God. Okay, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15a. Go ahead. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read that.
Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make us manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Stop right there. Savor, that smell, that's aroma. Go ahead.
For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ.
In Christ, when you think Christ thoughts, when you speak Christ stuff, when you act like Christ-like, that's a sweet smelling savor. In the nostrils of God.
Hallelujah.
You act like Sodom and Gomorrah, that's a stench. Okay. The title of today's message is, when are we going to get rid of our stinking thinking? And what do we call stinking thinking? Well, hallelujah. Life is an open book test. And so if we think about stuff that don't come in line with the word of God, that's stinking thinking.
Amen.
You get a thought. Your thought is, oh, my mother make me sick. I'll smack her.
Ooh.
That's not your thought. You know you would smack your mama.
Oh.
That's the devil will put stuff in your head. And he will try to write your name on it. This is what you think. He will try to get you off track by giving you bad thoughts. The mistake that we make is that we saute, we marinate, we meditate, we ruminate on those thoughts. You, look, a thought comes to you to go get a gun and go to your job and they just fire you and shoot everybody. You don't have to ask, where did that thought come from? You know where that thought came
Amen,
from.
Amen, the devil. Amen. Amen.
Or the ask or connect no dots. You know where evil thoughts come from, the devil.
Amen.
Do you know that sickness is of the devil? All sickness is of the devil. Because it wasn't here before he got involved with Adam and Eve. Sickness is of the devil. So we can't say, oh, God must have put this on me so I could a witness to the lady in the next bed got to give the problem. Sickness is of the devil. Folks tried to make Job feel like he must have done something because all this sickness hit him. That was from the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bad thoughts from the devil. You don't not saute and marinate this stuff.
Amen.
Your thoughts grow real estate in your brain. You're wired for positiveness. But if you got a thought that's against God, against what he said in his word, it's going to have to do some real estating in there. It's going to have to start digging. That's why you got migraines and postnasal drift and all kinds of viruses and yeast infections, all kinds of what do you call gastrointestinal disturbances, because you marinated and start tearing the negative. Read that next scripture. What's that next scripture say?
Proverbs 23:7.
What does it say?
For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee.
You, when you start see, you know it's in your heart when you're still dealing with it, when you're still thinking about it. One of the things, and I thank God I heard this the other day, and a lot of times stuff happens to us, and we're going to ask God why. God's going to say, why not? You can handle it. But see, we waste time asking God why when we should be asking for healing. That hit me so, I said, that's right.
That's right.
Because we don't know all the plan that God got.
Amen.
But our thing should be heal the pain, heal the discomfort, heal. But we focus in on, oh, woe is me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I have no luck at all. Nobody knows the trouble I see. So God can tell you to take that.
Amen.
He told you to sing a song of joy and victory.
Amen.
You ain't got no sin because you ain't got no joy. You trying to get up and you're coughing all over the place, or you feel sick and all that stuff. You want strength? Somebody wants strength when you feel weak.
Amen.
The psalmist said, let the weak say they're strong.
No.
How do you do that? Get yourself some joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yeah. See, we got to watch out who we listen to. Because I heard a sister talk about psychotropic drugs to get them so we can get through. Psychotropic drugs mask you. They cover up stuff. They dumb you down. They get those psychotropic drugs and they give them to 9-year-olds because they're active. But that's why the Bible says train the child. You train the child. Look, we do our children worse than we do dogs. Our active dogs, we don't give them no drugs. We train them so they can behave correctly.
Amen.
But the first thing we do, we got to go and get examined. We got to go to a psychiatrist. I'm not knocking psychiatrists. They're part of God's program. But I want a Christian psychologist.
Amen.
I want somebody who says Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
If they can't say Jesus is their Lord, watch out. Because the devil comes as an angel of light. And almost right is not good enough.
Amen. Amen.
They can talk the good stuff. Can come right down your street. Up, right down your alley. Up, come down the block. Come up your steps. Knock on your door. And maybe shining like the noonday. And you can't see the devil's tail. It got high in that. You can't see the tricks and traps.
Amen.
A lot of folks will say, we all need to go and talk to somebody. Yes! Call them on the phone. You talk to Jesus. Find a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized man or woman of God.
Amen.
And talk to them. And if you want to get a Christian counselor, that's such a thing as a Christian counselor, a Christian psychologist. You go find them. And the first thing you ask them before we go any further, who's your Lord?
Amen.
And if they don't know what you're talking about, or they're him in the heart, say, that's all right. You don't have to go any further. I'll see you later, alligator.
Amen.
All right, give me the next scripture because I've got to go on. Because I have no time to fly.
Proverbs 22:17-19.
Go ahead.
Bow down thy ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart unto my knowledge. The 19th verse says, that thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee.
What folk tell you ought to line up with the word of God, not what they learned in the school when they got their doctorate or their master's degree from Freud. Your trust ought to be in the Lord, not Freud.
Amen.
You ought to be walking down the road that Jesus walked, and you ought to say what he said, do what he said to do.
Yes.
And see, y'all been listening to me long enough, and then I hear y'all still sauteing, ruminating, marinating,
hallelujah,
meditating on the negative. Why you keep going back? Am I wasting my time? Because if I'm wasting my time, I need to shut this thing down and go do something else.
Come on, amen.
I want you to hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Isaiah 43:26 says, bring me in the remembrance of what I said.
Amen.
That you get out of your mess. Don't be telling me what the doctor said. You tell me what I said. I gotta say that again. Don't be telling me what the doctor said. You tell me what I said. Bring me into remembrance. For I am that I am, says the Lord.
The 18th verse is, Lord, is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be sitting in thy lips.
I want to tell you something. If you focus in on putting as much word in you, the devil won't have room to put anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fill yourself up. You go, come on now. You know you went to the smorgasbord. Come on. Oh, you know you did that. And they had everything that you love was there. And you ate everything. And you couldn't eat another piece. And somebody came up and said, look here, this, I know you love this. Take it. I can't eat another thing. Well, that's just like the devil can't put another thing in you if you fill up on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can I tell on myself?
Yes, you
can. There was a time, House of Welch, they were famous downtown on Guilford. And they had a 24-hour, porterhouse steak, tossed out baked potatoes. Me and my cousin Denise went out there, sat down and ate that porterhouse steak, 24-hour. Hollis sizzling poured out. They poured it on the same day they cooked that thing on. They poured out that sizzling. Ate that thing. We got up and went out. We said, you know what? We still hungry. Let's go back in. We ordered another 24-ounce sizzling porterhouse steak with the salad and the baked potato. Good cheese. That's what we say now. When we came out, we both of them had to lean on a lamp post. And you had said, can you eat this little piece of chocolate cake? We couldn't. There was no room for nothing else. There ought to not be any room for any negative thinking, stinking thinking.
Hallelujah.
When are you going to get rid of your stinking thinking? If not now, when? Stuff is happening all the time. And you need to keep on moving down the road with the Lord, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. But you up there dealing with stinking thinking, and stinking thinking is always backwards.
Hallelujah.
What happened? How you felt yesterday? How you felt 5 minutes ago? How did this, what somebody did to you 10 years ago? It's always backwards looking. When are you going to get rid of thinking that? I know it was terrible. I know somebody came in your house and robbed you and your children and did all kinds of crazy stuff. But you got to get rid of it. You give it to the Lord. You said, but it hurt. Yes. And don't ask God why. Ask God, heal.
Amen. 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 Heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
See, our problem is that we're always trying to connect the dots. Well, I must think this way because I need to take Prozac or some psychotropic drug. No, you need Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us to decide who we're going to follow.
Amen.
Are we going to follow Jesus? Or are we going to follow that guy that comes like an angel of light and want to take us down the road, and next thing you know, we hooked on Prozac. We hooked on morphine. We hooked on this pain till we go, and we can't go to sleep without a pill. We can't get up without a pill. We can't go out to work without a pill. We can't go, we can't eat dinner without a pill. We can't talk on the phone without a pill. We just a pill.
Give me another scripture. Isaiah 55:7.
What
does it say? It says, let the wicked forsake his way,
mm-hmm.
and the unrighteous man his thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
You've got to get rid of the stinking thinking, y'all. You can't climb a mountain always looking backwards.
Amen.
You can't tell the mountain where to go if you're looking backwards. Because you don't know where you need to tell them to go. Because you're looking backwards. You've got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You've got to say, Lord, for you I live, for you I die. I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to trust you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Let our God be true and every man be a liar. But I'm going to stand on his word.
Amen.
Shall call the little boy, shall call. Hallelujah, glory to God. Give me another scripture, I don't know.
2 Corinthians 10:3-5.
Read.
For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart.
Yes.
And such trust have we through Christ to Godward.
Hallelujah.
Not that we are significant of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
Our sufficiency is of God. Keep reading.
That's okay. Who also has made
Wait. Okay, what's that scripture now?
This is 2 Corinthians 3:3-5.
Okay. 10. And that was good, though. It was good, though. But 10, 3 to 5.
Yeah,
2 Corinthians 10.
I'm sorry.
Read.
10 says,
hallelujah.
For we walk in the flesh. We did not war according to the flesh.
Hallelujah.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, by the mighty and God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing, and exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Hallelujah. See, the warfare on your mind, it's a spiritual thing. I know you're in the flesh. But this is spiritual thing. This is not, oh, it's physical. If you got the spiritual on one side, we got the physical on the other side. We got the spiritual. No. You are a spirit.
Amen.
You have an earth suit and you have a solar ball now.
Hallelujah.
The warfare is on your, is attacking your soulful realm. But it's talking about your thought life.
Hallelujah.
Thoughts are real things.
Amen, amen.
And if you don't write laid down, they're going to mess you up.
Amen.
If you continue to dwell on the negative, it's extension of nonsense of God. Because he already told you what to think about. What's that next scripture?
Philippians.
Go ahead.
Philippians
4:8. Yeah. Assist.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just,
hallelujah,
whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
That's what you gotta think on, y'all.
Yes.
Get rid of the stinking thinking. See, and that's why we're gonna do a series about a prayer, and we're going to do a series on your prayer language. Because sometimes the name of the Lord Jesus Christ has to be added to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then if it still doesn't leave you, those negative thoughts, you know, you know what you do. You jump into what? Your prayer.
See, when
do I use my prayer language? Baby, if you get some thoughts that you know they're not yours,
man,
you ought to just go take that. You know, you don't have money to, you don't have money to pay for that, but just take it anyway. God will forgive you. You know who's talking to you then.
Mm.
It ain't God telling you to take something that don't belong to you.
Amen.
You say, Satan, shut up.
That's right.
And then you go, chop out of the robot into there. So you just push that thought right out of there.
Amen.
When are you going to get rid of the stinking thinking? It's stinking. It's stinking. Go ahead. There's another scripture.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead. What's the next scripture?
Joel 37:14.
Great God.
Go ahead.
Hearken unto this old Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 You talk, you think on God's stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You think on God, what God is doing.
Amen.
What he's saying.
Amen.
And you meditate on that.
Yes.
The wondrous things that he's done.
Amen.
We spend more time on thinking about negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do about the positive stuff.
Mm.
We think, I'm seriously, people spend more time, they say if it bleeds, it leads.
Mm.
That's the same thing in our mind. If it's bad, we're going to spend some time on it.
Mm.
If it's good, we kind of flip over it like it's nothing.
Mm.
But that's what God wants to do. He wants to bless your socks off.
Amen.
And when he does it, he wants you to acknowledge it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He wants you to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Give me another scripture. I know I'm
right. Colossians 3:2.
What does it say?
For to set your affection on things above.
Don't keep looking at Lord this, set your affection on his word of things above. the good things of God.
Amen.
Because they're coming down to you. God is sending. He bringing some good stuff on you.
Amen.
He's blessing
you,
your
Lord.
Socks off.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's why he said, look up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your blessings are coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your healing is coming.
Thank
your deliverance is coming.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
When are you going to get rid of your stinking thinking?
Hallelujah.
If not now, when?
Amen.
Tomorrow, I promise to you, baby.
Amen. Amen.
Get rid of the stinking thinking today and fill yourself up with the Word of God. Every opportunity you get, jump in the Word of God.
Amen.
Bible study.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Yes.
Wednesday victory service.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Men and women's fellowship.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get on Bible study. I'm going to tell you, y'all going to be blessed.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed.
Amen.
Above measure.
Amen.
And I see growth in the church.
Amen.
I see growth in Sister Andy.
Amen.
I see growth in Sister AJ.
Amen.
And Deacon AJ. I see growth in Pastor Peaches.
Amen.
I see growth in Brother Bird. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Earl. I see growth because, I mean, he wants to bless us.
Yes. Yes.
And he's doing that.
Amen.
And he's going to do more and more.
Hallelujah.
You're going to grow up. We're going to all grow up spiritually.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's more spiritual talk.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. And y'all going to see some stuff happen that you've never seen before.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see folks' arms and legs are growing out there. You're going to see people that had hip problems going to be
yes.
healed and
Amen.
Delivered.
Amen.
You're going to see that. That's happened before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We had stuff going on at when we were having service at the hotel, and people were walking away,
yes.
and arms were growing out, and people testified about problems they had for years. Hallelujah, was corrected, not because of us, but because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Because, hallelujah, of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know what time it is.
Hallelujah.
I know it.
4:39.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
You can take over
and
end up everything for me.
Thank you.
Before you do that, Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the lesson today. I didn't finish everything
Hallelujah.
I wanted to do.
Thank
you. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
The message got over to somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was for somebody. That
Amen.
Was for
Hallelujah.
Me
Hallelujah.
As well as anybody else who needs to be here. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for signs and wonders and miracles,
yes.
Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for the word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We all need it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Sometimes when the Lord may lead the pastor to say some things that he had no plans on saying, somebody need to hear.
Yeah.
Someone need to hear. Sometimes, and you never know when somebody come to church and say, Lord, I need a word. And just what the Lord leads you to say, or some street you may say you've gone off the grid. It's just what somebody needs to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I remember one Sunday I went to church and I told the Lord I needed a word. I needed to hear something. And it didn't come from, we were at another church, and it didn't come from the pastor.
Right.
The word that I needed to hear didn't come from the pastor.
Amen.
One of the ladies in the service walked up to me and gave me the word that I needed to hear.
Wow.
And I was like, and because sometimes we would think like, God, I need to hear the answer from you. And
it did not come. Because we don't think it's going to come from over the pulpit. But a little child, the soul of the spirit can come and give you, say something to you, and you say, oh my God, this is what I need to hear. And we thank God for it. We stand up on it. That's why we have to be filled with the word. And, you know, and I mean, because God can use you. God can use anybody.
Yeah.
God can use all of us to say something to somebody. And we may wonder, like, why did I say that to that person?
Right.
Or what led me to say that to that person? But it was God leading you because that's what that person needed.
Right.
You know, and we just thank God for Jesus. And we get our offering envelopes ready. So we get to put your prayer requests on your envelopes. Hallelujah. The envelopes to get prayed over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tell God what you need. Hallelujah. And whatever you need, sow that seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell God, Lord,
can I hold the cord of my house?
Hallelujah.
Yes, she had two mics. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Father, I know she only had one mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Was there something you needed to say, Pastor?
Yes, I did need to ask a question while people are getting their offer together. What are the five subdivisions of the Old Testament? Get one, you can take one for Bible study.
The Bible school.
For the Bible school.
The Tuesday night.
For the Tuesday night Bible school. The Bible school.
So we, so you may be teaching, I don't know, stuff just for that.
Nah,
this is my Bible study
over
right here.
All right.
So, yeah, I got one.
Okay, well, I'm not going to hold up service.
Okay.
Okay, the five subdivisions of the New Testament, the Gospels,
yeah,
the books of history, which I don't know why they say that, and it's only one book. the Gospels, the books of history, the Pauline epistles, the general epistles, and the book of prophets.
I
said, well, I don't know what it feels like to be depressed. Hallelujah. Because I guess with me, you know, with my daughter transitioning, I guess the doctor said, mentioned depression. I said, well, I don't know what depression feels like or whatever. But I thank God because God is good.
Amen.
And I thank God his constant presence and for his constant provision, his constant joy in my heart, in my soul. I thank God for watching over us and as I come in the house, as I go out, I thank God and lately, well, I've seen a couple of things in the internet, the news, that, you know, it talks about, you know, the carjacking has increased but you know what? I'm not one of those things, you know, saying that in the bad things of you, but those things I put before the Lord. And I think, and he wants us to be vigilant when we're getting out of our cars, when we come home, and when we walk in and stuff like that. And I see so many people, their mind, when they walk in the street and their mind is on their phone. They come right out the door, walk out the, come down the steps, walk down the street, and keep their eyes on their cell phone. And not around them, not what's going on around them. And God wants us to be vigilant. And I thank God because God is good. He is our protector. He is our protector.
Yes.
And I thank God because so many things we have asked him for, God is, he's in the blessing business.
Yes.
He's constantly blessing us with those things. Even this, if we have to find those things we're praying for on the street or on the corner. When somebody else said, oh my God, this is what I asked y'all for.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, thank you, Jesus. Yesterday, my granddaughter and I took two chairs to the junkyard. And I said, God is able to bless me with some more chairs. I said, he can bless me. The outfit that the chairs belong to was discontinued from a store. I said, God can even bless me with some chairs that look just like them.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even worried about it. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I don't put anything past them. I don't put nothing past them. God is just, whatever we need, God can and he will supply.
Yes.
Whatever we take him to be, that is what he will be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, he's the great I am. I thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you pray over the office?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We did it before office, so we took the office.
Oh,
yep.
Yes,
I think it's taking my, I think it's, I think it's taking my, the ink pen.
Here, you can give her a couple of ink pens to take.
Please.
Ink pens to take home?
Yeah.
And I have
the
bottle
pool
for my mom.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. The pastor ordered ink pens that has the churches.
The only base of the church on and
the
phone number.
All right. Oh, Lord, I'll be up by the end. I miss Brother Jerry.
Yeah,
I miss him too. I'll wait till he gets supposed to be here.
We'll call him later and make sure he's
okay.
Can you reach up there and put this phone up?
You're welcome.
I'm a good thing.